So what? Find a woman out there who's 50 who doesn't have a mess of kids.
If we're going to have a woman president, I don't want a woman with a lot of kids.
What?
What a... The wood moment that was, Hammer.
Every president has a mess of kids. One of them.
They shouldn't be president because their mind is going to be distracted on too many other things. Especially if it's a woman.
All right, so every president should either be 25 or
27.
Or 25.
Or 60. Well, I'm just saying.
Be 27.
25 before kids or 65 after kids.
No.
Well, that's what you're saying here,
no,
man.
No, I'm saying she's got like five.
So what?
That's too many.
They got to be all grown, right?
I don't know. If you got one or two, that's acceptable.
Ty, look her up. See how old her kids are. See how old her uterus is.
Well, that is a that is
what
guess that right there. I
what?
Promise you, no.
no. What?
I don't know.
It's still going on, by the way.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, what do you mean? I mean, yeah.
Are we getting an answer here?
Ty,
do you have anything? Their time.
Wikipedia does not have ages on there, but she did. They did raise 23 foster kids. She and her husband.
What?
Okay, that's too many, man. You're too distracted to be president.
23 foster kids.
When you got all those kids and foster kids and everything like that, that's too many. You need to keep your mind on the job at hand.
And all 23 foster kids were teenage girls.
Hey now.
Weird. All right, let me see your cord over there, Holmes. I love hot teen ass. Yeah, I do. I can't get enough of hot teen ass.
It's not like when the game is
what?
Is really it
continue?
The...
All right, let's see what we got here.
That's what you're missing.
Just like John Wayne was from Waterloo, Iowa, that's the kind of spirit that I have, too. It's really about not being ashamed of America. It's embracing America, loving America, sacrificing for America. We were very modest means people.
Well, wait. Where's the John Wayne Gacy?
Oh, no.
John Wayne Gacy is from Waterloo, Iowa.
Oh, okay.
Else
she looked up the wrong Wikipedia page when she was doing her research. Okay.
Or one of her handlers did for her.
Yeah.
I guarantee you she doesn't do that stuff.
They don't know what's... You know?
No, I don't know anything. I don't know a damn thing. All right. Charlie Sheen admitted to Sports Illustrated that when he was filming Major League, that he used performance-enhancing drugs. He tells SI, let's just say that I was enhancing my performance a little bit. It was the only time I ever did roids. I did them for like 6 or 8 weeks, and you can print this S. I don't give an F. He says, my fastball went from 79 to 85 in a matter of 2 weeks. He says, those little effers do work. There you go. See, just a guy.
Yeah.
Just a dude.
Mm-hmm. Chuck Sheen.
Who, you know, probably quit playing baseball.
And why would he lie?
Yeah, exactly.
What does that dude have to lose?
Nothing. Nothing at all. Did we ever figure out if that tour went on?
We never
asked. After the debacle. Yeah, we did. After the debacle in Dallas. Shut up! Yeah.
Come on.
I can't take it anymore.
These are great moments.
Oh my God!
Okay.
Jeff Bridges. Now this interests me. If Jeff Bridges,
that's the great Jeff Bridges,
from Crazy Heart fame,
and Tron,
and 2, Legacy, and The Fisher King, yes, and
True Grit,
and Jagged Edge, my favorite role of his with the great Glenn Close.
Mm-hmm.
If he came to town and played...
And the Big Lebowski.
Ah, the Big Lebowski. So many people felt so wrong by the Big Lebowski, and I say, go watch it again. You'll realize
the movie
its true greatness.
Is brilliant.
Have you seen it yet?
Yeah, I've seen it.
You liked it?
It was a long time ago.
Watch it again, Holmes.
Yeah. Did you like it? Go rent it.
Spoke out first.
You think? What do you think?
Bring me some.
I don't know what I think. Anyway, if he showed up in town to play a gig at the Granada or the HOB or something like that, would you go see him?
Yes, I would.
You would?
Damn right. I think his stuff on that soundtrack's really good.
That's all Stephen Bruton stuff.
Yeah, but I'm saying his performance, he's really good.
Well, he brought his band called The Abiders to Los Angeles to preview songs from his upcoming album and a few Crazy Heart songs.
Not The Abiders.
They were at the Troubadour in West Hollywood, Danny.
Played there.
Tuesday night. Entertaining a crowd that included Michael, Jackson Browne, his producer, T-Bone Burnett, Bo Bridges, his brother, who I thought died like 30 years ago, Andy Garcia, Ryan Reynolds, and Olivia Wilde.
Scarlett Johansson.
The very hot Olivia Wilde.
Mm-hmm. Who's she?
And Quincy Jones, who recorded Bridges and put his music in the film John and Mary when he was just 17. Back in the 60s.
Quincy!
And they say that he knocked it out. Bridges played acoustic and electric guitar with a band of lead guitar, stand-up bass, drums, accordion, or pedal steel. And they say that the music of Crazy Heart, which was written by Stephen Bruton, a lot of that was played. And
he writes his own stuff,
and
too.
And a bunch of his own stuff, yes.
He's legit, man. I think he's more legit than Paltrow.
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt. But Paltrow's...
She's a joke.
She's American Idol.
Yeah.
Good. You know, like...
Oh, she's just such a songbird of a voice. She's so beautiful.
Her skin is just like milk.
She's so tall.
I wish.
And like a gazelle.
Wish my skin could be that beautiful, honey.
She's graceful.
Are you listening to me, Michael?
Listen to it, Michael.
I don't want to.
Look me in the eye.
No.
Mike.
If you don't,
no,
if you don't,
Mike.
If you don't tell me you love me, that's the last Hanes you'll ever get.
No, it's not.
It is too. Tired of your wiener.
Well, you know what? You just.
Would you shut up?
David Duchovny and
seriously, there's like 50 gigs of just that.
Oh yeah.
I'm.
Remember that? That was the hamburger hat?
Yeah, when he would eat, like, just...
He had, like, a helmet of, like, a Kaiser helmet.
Yeah, the hamburger hell hat.
Spike on it. And he would eat six hamburgers.
Yeah. Like, shooting into his mouth. Yeah, just like a machine gun, a hamburger machine gun.
On the way to 10 Whataburgers.
Yeah.
David Duchovny and Tia Leone have confirmed that they are separated. Now, he checked himself into sexual addiction rehab in 2008.
Mm-hmm.
Because supposedly, rumor has it that the daughter walked in on him while he was on Red Tube or something like that.
Daddy's baby girl.
Oh, don't play that.
Well, he was handling up on their business.
Oh, wait, now, you're the only person I know on the planet, Michael. This is my little circle, my inner circle.
Mm-hmm.
You're the only one I know that has a daughter.
Should be.
So I feel I can only ask you this. If that were to happen to you,
oh my God,
could you go on and just have a normal, loving relationship with your beautiful daughter?
No.
You couldn't?
That would ruin me.
Think of what it would do to her
if I did that sort of thing.
Oh, Daddy.
Oh, gross.
Well, I thought that they were divorced and all that stuff, but I guess they're
separated
again.
Well, no, they were trying
again
to work it out, and he went to sex rehab and all that, and I guess it just didn't stick.
So to speak.
And then he's doing that Californication.
Oh, God.
And
see,
rubbing
could you
all
be married? All right.
And...
Could you be married to some? It's one thing to, you know, have a movie where you're involved with a lady and, you know, it gets
there's
a little
scene
amorous, yeah, and you know,
but when you're basically
feeling a boobie
playing, you know, Charles Bukowski every week.
Yeah, and it's a new 23-year-old, because
yeah,
that's what it is.
With perfect
every girl,
breasts.
Every girl that he sleeps with in Californication is 23 and gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
Yeah. And could you 50. Handle that? Could you handle that as the wife? I know you could, Danny.
I
mean,
could I handle
Danny
it
just
as an
stood
actor?
Up and ran out. Yeah, yes. I know you could as an actor.
Yeah.
But if you're the wife just sitting there watching this going, okay, you just went to rehab for sex, and this is your job to have sex?
Fake sex.
Fake, but it's still, you don't think he's getting a little excited down there and having fun and stuff?
Yeah.
He's got...
I mean, what do you mean?
He's definitely storing material in the Yank Bank.
Yeah, he is.
We gotta go.
Best e-news ever.
No doubt.
I'm
some might differ.
Who?
Well, what did...
He's so angry.
He